is it with the young people and the electric guitars?
The crazy, noisy music.
Welcome to Victory 91.5. It's Risenstein. It is the eve of Yom Kippur, which begins at sundown tonight. Ray Haynes, as he always does for the holidays, comes in and teaches on these powerful, powerful days that have more significance than just it's a fasting day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, these days got to set apart to just blow you away. Therefore, tonight through tomorrow is an opportunity to spend time with God like you will never spend. I just promise you, if this is years of experience at this one, is you will encounter God in a way that you just won't encounter him any other day of the year. So it's a cool time. The other part of it is what's significant is God is preparing for the year. That's what's helpful. Is the things you're going to talk about are things that are very helpful. Now, we talked about the 5, 7, 7, 8 as the year.
Mm-hmm.
The 8 is the focus, the change. I'm talking about walls because the pictograph for the 8 is a wall, right? So there's two kinds of walls. There's a wall that divides you from people, and there's a wall that is a boundary that you put up intentionally that has a purpose, all mm-hmm. right? So we've talked a lot, and we're still going to talk some more about that big wall that's between everybody, but right now I want to talk about these smaller walls, the boundary walls that allow things to happen. And I want you, when you think of change, or you think of aid, or you think of a wall or a fence or a boundary, I want you to think authority. That's what that is. It's intentional. The devil didn't put this wall up. You put this wall up. And the purpose is so that you can walk in your authority. We've been given authority from Jesus for such a time as this. And we need to understand how it works and pray for the grace, a lot of grace, to walk in it every day and in every situation. I want to read a scripture I read back on Rosh Hashanah, Isaiah 54, that I believe is for this whole year. I would challenge you to put it down somewhere on a mirror or something so you can keep going back to it. Isaiah 54, afflicted city lashed by storms and not comforted. I will rebuild you with stones of turquoise. All your children will be taught by the Lord. Great will be their peace. In righteousness, you'll be established. Tyranny will be far from you. You'll have nothing to fear. Terror will be far removed. It will not come near you. If anyone does attack you, it will not be my doing. Whoever attacks you will surrender to you. See, it is I who created the blacksmith, who fans the coals into flame and forges a weapon fit for its work. And it is I who created the destroyer to wreak havoc. Now, in the Hebrew there's an intended pause right there, because that's kind of a scary verse. I created the destroyer to wreak havoc? What are you doing? And then he says, no weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. Mm-hmm. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. This is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. So the reason for the pause is God has done something that appears to be bad, but wait. The big word for this year is wait. God also placed boundaries and rules in the game so the outcome would be sure. So it looks like, oh, it's all falling to pieces. Nope. In the time of 777 last year, you can't see the boundaries. Mm-hmm. But this year, when they become visible, you go, So you're dividing. You're changing my time. You're changing my schedule. You're telling me this needs to be here.
Right.
And it may feel uncomfortable because it's not normal. But borders and authority equal borders and boundaries equal authority. What you do, what others do, what God does will affect your authority. It'll empower your authority or steal from your authority. All right? Proverbs 25, it's not good to eat much honey. So to seek one's own glory is not glory. Mm-hmm. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. Boy, that's just a summary of the year ahead for you. You're going to encounter that all the time. It's people who have absolutely no boundaries. They have no walls up. And their world is an absolute mess. They're just open to everything. There's been a spirit of deception over this nation for so many years, and there's no understanding of the concept of respect. It's starting to just fall as if it doesn't even exist. Disrespect is the natural outflow of that struggle. Mm-hmm. But they can't hear those trying to tell them the truth. Whenever people are on the, you know, the far left in our country, the liberal, they tell a lie, they believe what they're saying. And you got to know that, right? Mm. It's more frightening than if they knew they weren't telling the truth. With people who know they're not telling the truth, there's always hope. But when there is no hope for people who believe their own lies, you just can't help them.
Wow.
And you got to honestly just say, all right, there are some people I cannot help. And you're going to encounter a lot of those this year because they're believing their own lie. The devil doesn't even have to lie to them anymore. They're lying to themselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't even have an enemy that you can defeat for them. So Isaiah 58:12, those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundation of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. So one of the things you're going to do this year is helping people put their boundaries up. It's establishing that, but it's going to be messy, very, very messy. So just want to help you understand these two different kinds of walls. But without walls, that verse, no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. And we'll talk a little bit in this next break about what people are doing right now. We see all the anthem protests, and it fits into that verse too. Seeking one's own glory is not glory. And sometimes you don't know you're doing it. You just step out there and suddenly you look around and go, oh, wait a minute, this is not working. So we'll jump in that next.
This isn't just teaching. This is prophetic.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is the wonderful thing about Rosh Hashanah, the 10 days of awe, and Yom Kippur. God, hear this as well as you can hear. In Acts 2 and 3, when the Holy Spirit is poured out, the scripture they use, the prophetic word they says, and you shall all prophesy. See, that the Holy Spirit was released so that you could hear God on a whole new level and walk in that. Mm. God doesn't want you walking around not knowing where you're going. He wants a prophetic anointing inside your belly that's telling you, that's speaking to you, that's directing you. And I tell you, tomorrow, take Yom Kippur, rest, fast, and I promise you, you'll hear things from God that you've never heard before.
Wow. Cool stuff. Ray Haynes in teaching on Yom Kippur. We'll be back in just a few. It's Victory 91.5. I can remember when you had a smile.